But first, the breaking story this evening, and that is that the report created by PwC over the last 14, 15 months, the investigation into Steinhoff has been handed to the company. The company has published the highlights package, if you like, 14 pages on its website. Analysis this evening with Rob Rose, the author of Stein Heist, the editor at Financial Mail. Just glancing through, and I've only had a moment to glance through this report from PwC, Rob Rose, it seems to confirm what you wrote in your book, what, 8, 9 months ago?
Yeah, Bruce, thankfully it seems to confirm much of it, but it was very short on detail. I think investors expected a much longer version of this. I mean, it was basically 10 pages, and I do know some people close to Steinhoff have been scrutinizing an executive summary that runs to more like 65 pages, so I think that they've sanitized this quite heavily to avoid naming people, to avoid any legal liability, and I suppose to also avoid tipping off people as to who to pursue, and Steinhoff would like to pursue them itself for money taken.
Yeah, I mean, the obviously the report doesn't disappear. The report stands, and the report will be used to do those investigations. This, however, does give us the highlights package, if you like, of what happened. I mean, the investigation found a pattern of communication. It shows senior management executives instructing a small number of other Steinhoff executives to execute on instructions. It suggests that this was very contained in a trusted clique inside the group to carry out what turned out to be a massive fraud.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it did talk about how, interestingly, it didn't name these executives. It talked about the small group of executives, but, you know, it's very clear it would seem at this stage that Marcus Yoster is central to this. But it did talk of how there were certain people close to him who facilitated this, and it did provide certain stuff, that confirmation of certain facts, like, for example, documents were forged, legal documents forged to substantiate transactions. And the other thing, Bruce, that I think is really important about it that we didn't know, it puts a number to the value of fictitious and irregular transactions. And that number was 6.5 billion euros.
Sorry. 6.5 billion euros worth of transactions went undetected for how long?
Between 2009 and 2017. So it's quite a long period of time. These were, you know, the fictitious and irregular transactions through all these companies overseas that weren't quite independent, like Steinhoff claimed they were.
I mean, these were transactions dressed up to look like third-party transactions, and in fact, they were related-party transactions, and that's always been at the core of what people suspected had happened within Steinhoff. I mean, it certainly does give, it'll make some nice light weekend reading. It's nice and easy to read. Is there anything in here that surprises or shocks you that you've been able to see in the last half hour since it appeared?
Well, I do think that number is pretty important, the 6.5 billion euros. I mean, essentially, these were deals, like you said, in which Steinhoff was selling, for example, its trademarks and brands to these companies in Switzerland that were notionally independent but actually weren't. And essentially, it had the effect of boosting Steinhoff's profits to make it look like it was doing better than it was, and essentially deceiving investors and deceiving thousands of pension funds in South Africa. So it's a wide-sweeping fraud that has deceived a lot of people in this country. So that I think was important. I mean, I think the fact that it provided a methodology for how it did it, and it was very complicated, and it's worth a read. It's quite short. But otherwise, I mean, I do think we knew the basics of it, but this adds flesh to those bones.
My thanks to Rob Rose, coming through at very, very short notice for us this evening, the author of Stein Heist, the editor at the Financial Mail. No big shocks in there. That's 6.5 billion euros of related party transactions, basically dressing up transactions to look like they're being done with independent third parties, but you're doing them with yourself or with your buddies, and you're basically enriching yourself at the expense of shareholders. And you are one of those shareholders. There is no doubt in my mind that the vast majority of South Africans with any kind of pension fund would have had some shares in Steinhoff. It matters, and it matters to you.